Hello, it's Mike Spivey here, and I'm joined by Pauline Goldsworthy. We continue our news stories. Urban planning needed to supercharge city centre living. Traders miss out on Jubilee business due to ongoing roadworks. Phone boxes become coffee shops.
Hospitality bosses are urging major shift in urban planning to supercharge city centre living and boost the nighttime economy. The call has been made to revitalise the heart of the city around the 900-year-old market after concerns that the area dies after shops shut, according to Benedict's chief patron, Richard Bainbridge. It comes as the former 100,000 square feet Debenhams department store in Orford Place has been bought by a student-focused developer, according to previous evening news reports. Richard said, "The advent of the student population and expansion of Norwich University of the Arts and financial industry is a benefit to Norwich. You have to have people living in the city. If you don't have people in the city, that has a massive effect on people like us. The future is bright for Norwich hospitality. Places are opening up and it's getting more exciting. I always say with restaurants, the more the merrier."
Imagination could run wild as the launch of this year's Go-Go Discover Trail stomped closer with some prehistoric creativity in Norwich. Schools and community groups gathered at the forum to celebrate decorating almost 100 small T-Rex sculptures delivered by local charity Break in partnership with Wild in Art. The 90 centimetre tall Breakosaurus T-Rex sculptures were brought to life for the learning and community programme, with each participating school or group being responsible for decorating its own small T-Rex sculpture. The resulting sculptures have been adorned with themes such as hope, diversity, kindness and being true to oneself. The smaller Breakosaurus sculptures will be joining the 79 full-size T-Rex sculptures located around the city centre, with large step mammoth sculptures across the county. The participating schools and groups enjoyed hands-on activities such as fossil digging and handling, creative I Spy activities, and a trail about the evolution of birds to dinosaurs. Pete Maron, Go-Go Discover project manager, said, "Go-Go Discover is all about community, from engaging with artists, schools, community groups and the general public, so to bring together so many creative and enthusiastic people reflects the wonderful diversity of our county." From Monday, June the 20th, the location of the Breakosaurus sculptures will start to be revealed on a downloadable map from the Break website or on the new Go-Go Discover app, which will launch at the large sculpture trail goes live on the 27th of June.
Traders on a key city centre street feel like they have missed out on the bumper platinum jubilee trade due to major ongoing roadworks. A £6.1 million revamp of St Stephen's Street is on track to finish by the autumn. Norfolk County Council has said the investment will see new sawtooth bus parking bays and new bus shelters built, a new taxi rank, as well as flower beds and trees planted. But the impact is being felt by businesses along the street on what was expected to be a pivotal weekend of trade nationally. Will Myers, casino manager at Admiral Casino Slots, said, "I would say we are down 30% on trade. The roadworks have had a big impact on business. I hope the long-term impact on footfall will be positive, and it is modernising the city centre to make it look a lot better."
More than 50 adult care providers in Norfolk could be asked to leave the market if they do not improve, a care boss has warned. Fears have been raised that Norfolk's most vulnerable are getting a rough deal because the quality of care lags far below the national average. Of more than 450 county care providers, only 70.9% were rated as good or outstanding by watchdogs at the end of April, below the national average of 83.7% and regional average of 84%. A new Care Quality Programme Board will be led by the County Council and the NHS Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group, working with care homes and providers to make improvements. Council bosses have set a target to get 85% of all types of care provision rated either good or outstanding by April 2024.
Once the scene for catching crime, a city building will now be used to keep people informed and entertained. The former police station on the corner of Woodcock Road and Arminghall Close in Upper Helsdon is going to be used as a radio station. Future Projects, a charity founded in NR5 to help disadvantaged people in the area, has recently been granted planning permission by the City Council for the radio station.
Two vacant traditional phone boxes will be converted into mini coffee shops after plans were given the green light. The Tombland BT kiosks are going to be transformed into small outlets selling hot drinks and ice cream, as well as other products suited to the street sale. RKC Estates' planning application for the kiosks were approved by Norwich City Council. The scheme has already been successfully rolled out across the country, including in cities such as London, Brighton and Edinburgh. Small business utilising an existing space in a great location for footfall. Both of the boxes are listed. So, careful consideration was given to preserve the boxes and their relationship to the surrounding area. They will still remain painted in BT phone box red, and a maintenance programme will see this kiosk fully refurbished every 2 years. The Tombland units will be run with normal business hours.